The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf, daf 100, and we are in the middle of daf Tzadik Tes on the base, the Gemara, right at the end of the first Mishnah. If somebody sells his friend space, real estate, inside his field, so that a channel of water will be able to flow through to his friend's Beis HaShlochim. So Reuven owned the Beis HaShlochim. He's trying to bring an irrigation canal to his field, but in order to do that, he's going to have it flow through Shimon's field. So he approaches Shimon, can I buy some space in your field so that my water will mind its own business, it's going to go through your field. So obviously, Shimon could sell it to the extent that he agrees to, but he never clarified how wide, what the dimensions of this Amma was going to be. So Amma Beis HaShlochem Ani Meichelach says the Gemara, there's a minimum shear of a width of two Ammas that this Amma has to be. Mikan. Additionally, the Amma Mikan, the Amma Mikan Lagafel. He has to dedicate an extra Amma on each side of this channel so that he will have walls for his Amma. Because if this person is going to go, as the Gemara is going to say, he's going to plant, he's going to put a tree right at the edge of where this person's irrigation channel is, then it's very likely that it's going to cause the sides of this channel to crumble, and he's going to lose this thing that he bought. Amma Beis HaKilin Ani Meichelach. What if he tells this person that I want to buy this channel of water, but I'm not using it to water my Beis HaShlochim, which would require a lot of water, but it's a Beis HaKiloin. I need it so that my animals will have what to drink, so I'll have what to drink. So there, being that you don't need as much water, we say that this Amma doesn't have to be as wide. So Noisanle Amma Achas Le Toicha, the channel itself only has to be an Amma wide, v'chatzi Amma mikan, v'chatzi Amma mikan. You need an extra half a Amma on each side, where the Meicher is going to have to be careful in terms of what it is he's allowed to do there, so that the walls aren't going to crumble. So now, who has rights to that extra Amma on the side? The Gemara is assuming he didn't sell it, because we said that if you sell an Amma Beis HaShlochin, you sold two Ammas, plus an Amma and an Amma. If you sell an Amma Beis HaKiloin, you sold one Amma, plus a half a Amma and an Amma. There's clearly a delineation between the two Ammas and the extra Amma on the side. The Amma and the extra half a Amma on the side. The two Ammas are being sold. The one Amma is being sold. The things on the side are not being sold, but at the same time, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Noisen le Amma Mikan v'amma mikan. Noisim lechatzi amma mikan v'chatzi amma mikan. So there's some quasi-rights that the buyer has to that. So question number one, who gets to plant in that area? Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Mashmur, Rav Yehuda continued in the name of Shmuel, and he said, Balasada Zoyram, the owner of the field, not the buyer, the one that owns the entire field, he's able to be Zerei over there. Rav Nachman Mashmur, Rav Nachman said in the name of the same Shmuel, Balasada Noitam, the owner of the field, he gets to put a tree there. Says the Gemara, that even though they said something very similar, they weren't saying the same thing. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Balasada Zoyram. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Balasada Noitam, Manda Amas Zoyram, Kolshkein Noitam. The man that said that you could be zerei, that you certainly could put a tree there. The man that says that the owner of the field is allowed to put a tree there, it could be to be zerei there, would not be okay. And the reason is, because if you're zerei there, it causes the offer to weaken. If it causes it to weaken, it may cause this whole channel that this person bought to completely crumble. So zerei causes more damage than noiteya. Thus, Shmuel, according to Rav Nachman, said Balasada Noitam, he said Noitam Bedavka, as opposed to Zoyram. Another halacha regarding this Amasa Mayim Shekolu Agafel. So again, Reuven bought this Amasa Mayim that's going through Shimon's field, and now the walls of this Amma that he bought, they crumbled. Mesakna Ma'isa Sada. So the halacha is that the owner of this irrigation channel, he can fix the walls, and he could take the offer that he's going to use to fix the walls from the field where it broke. The reason is, because we assume that if the walls crumbled, where did the offer of the walls go? Probably in the sada. that this channel is going through. So it makes sense then that he should be able to take the offer. And even if he doesn't know that he's taking that exact offer that he previously had, but he's pretty confident that the offer is there. As a result, he's allowed to take it to rebuild his wall. It's Yitachin that the reason the walls fell is because water, too much water, went through and it caused the walls to fall. If that's the case, maybe the same water that knocked down the agafayim, knocked down the walls, also took that offer, swept it into another field. Elam Rapapa himself said that it must be that that's not the reason. The reason that you're allowed to take these walls is not because we assume that the offer is there, but rather, Shalmanaskin, Kibbalah Balasad. It's probably an implied stipulation, even if it wasn't spoken out. There's probably an umdin in the muchach of some sorts that when a person buys amma in somebody else's field, that not only is he buying the amma right now, and not only does he get a little bit of extra space on the side where the moicher has limited rights, but additionally, if something ever happens to the walls, he'll be able to fix them from the offer in the field where the wall. Is it because we know for sure the offer is there? No. It could be water came and swept it away. Maybe it's not there, but it doesn't matter. Almanas came, kibel olav bal asada. There's some sort of implication that that's the way it is. Now, before we go weiter and we continue more halachas about Mekachem Memkar, where there was some ambiguous sale, and we're not sure what is included, what's not included, what the intention was to sell. Just one more ha'ara regarding the raid topic of yesterday's daf, which was Rab Levi v'Tamer Rab Yoichanan, who said, Dover zem mesiris biyodeinu me'avoyseinu, mokoim oroin ukruvin, eina min amida. So just two additional kurtza, real kurtza ha'aras. The first is, we mentioned yesterday, that Rabbi Shuaba Shteltzu to this Gemara, the Chsam Sefer in Chuvis, which is also brought down in Chdushi Chsam Sefer al Hashas and Sechtes Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, who said that the Yisoid of Mokim Oroin Ukruvim Inam In Amida is because B'Mokim HaKedusha Leitimtza Bay Doichek. The more Kaddosh a situation is, the less congestion there's going to be, the less Doichek there's going to be. And the reason is because there's an idea, b'mokim kodesh mu'it, there's always machzika meruba. Chassam Sofer said that it was very much manifest in the mokim ha-mikdash in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, at the time that Eretz Yisrael was b'tefarta. The Gemara says in Gittin, Nun Zayin HaMelech, that there was a city called Har HaMelech, it belonged to Yanei HaMelech, and Yanei HaMelech had 600,000 cities, each city had in it people, Kiyotze Mitzrayim, except for three that had Kiflaim Kiyotze Mitzrayim. And then Ula said, I saw that city hundreds of years later, you couldn't even fit 600,000 reeds there. So what happened? Who wasn't telling the truth? Says the Chassam Sofer, they were both telling the truth. Really, it was a very small place, but it was a Mu'at HaMachzik Samaruba. And as long as the Yidden were living in Yerushalayim, there was Shechina, then this nest took place, where it was possible for a place so small to be able to contain something that was so large. He quotes the Mishnah Masechtas Avos, Perikei Mishnah Hey, that when the Yidden went to be Eilu Regel and all of Klal Yisrael was in Yerushalayim, Loi Omer Adam Eilam, nobody ever said Tzar Li Amoket. When they went to Azara, Oimnen Tzvufim U'mishtachvin Ravachim. There's a Medrash that says in the time Yeshua Ben, all of Klal Yisrael were able to fit between the two Badi Yorim. Because the closer you get to the Orim, the closer you get to the Shechina, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Azara, Shom loy timtza bayadoichik. There's an idea of mu'et ha-machzik is ha-merubah. The Chassam Sofer takes that to the next level. It's not only true in space, it's also true. You find that the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen would eat the shear of a pull. Yeah, if everybody would come in, it would be okay, because at the Leila Seder, there's so much Kedusha, it'd be a matzav of Mu'at HaMachzik Samaruba. Just thought that one obvious tzushtel to this Chassam Sofer is what the Chassam Sofer himself writes in Chuvis. This is one of his famous Chuvis in Yerideya, Chelik Beis, Reish Lamed Dalet. I'll read it to you inside. U'bimachik asafti le'il, da'omdim tzvufim l'nes hoya, etc., etc., the Gambiz Manoi, the Tashbitz writes that in his days, near a nest, this nest used to take place in his shul in Yerushalayim. Shvuas time, that's Sukkot and Pesach. He says, Shvuas, many people would come up to the Tashbitz's, Pesach Knesses in Yerushalayim, the Loy Tzar Lehem. And a person never said, Tzar Lehem Mokim. And then the Chassam Sofer concludes, Vashem Yoideya, Hashem knows. that I myself, with my own two eyes, saw this miracle take place in Chutz La'aretz, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. So it's something that I'm going to keep to myself. The Velt says over that he was referring to his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler's Beis Medrash, that in his Rebbe's Beis Medrash, they were zoicha to this nest, where even though al pi derech hateva, the amount of people that were there was beyond the maximum capacity, and really it should have been very uncomfortable. But this is very much in line with the Musr that Chassam Sofer said in that Rosha, that it's not just something that we read about once upon a time, Eicha and the Sugis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, but it's something that's very relevant. Mokim Ma'orim Einim in Amida is a fact, but it's also a Musr. It's a message that when it comes to Dvarim Ruchnias, a person is able to defy the laws of science. He could do things that he otherwise would never be able to do. You have time for things that you didn't think you have time to do. This place in your house, place in your heart, and your neshama, and your seichel, and your kishkes. The point is, a yid, when it comes to Inyani Ruchniyim, is a mu'at ha-machzik ha-samarubah. Just one other ha'ara. They recently put out a sefer. It's called Sefer Torah's Brisk. So the title of the sefer is a little bit of a giveaway. It's obviously Brisket Torah, and it's actually a beautiful sefer. It's a likut, but not only from the Friyadigger, the Beis Halevi, Reb Chaim, and the Briskerov, but from the Heintig of Briskes as well. So there's Torah here from Meir Soloveitchik, from Yeshua Shlita. So there's a lot of interesting things here in the Sefer Torah's Brisk. So I saw that in Parshas Truma they bring for Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, but not Reb Chaim as Maron HaGrach, but the Briskerov had a son, Chaimka, he was known as, and they bring, there's some vertlach that in yeshiva they say over from Chaimka. So there's one shtickle here on Mokim Ma'arim Eidim and Amida that they bring for Chaim Soloveitchik, the Briskerov's son, that he said that Yesh Loimah, there's a Gevaldig Musa here, based on the Rambam, real Brisker Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, B'shloisha Ksarim Nichtru Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klai Yisrael as a nation three crowns, Keser Torah, Keser Kohuna, and Keser Malchus. Zok the Rambam, Keser Kohuna, Zachabayahar, Keser Kohuna, it's not up for grabs anymore. Taken. Not available right now. Aharon HaKoyen took Shenema Vahuysaloy Lazari Achra Briskuna Soil. Keser Malchus, Zachabay David, Shenemar, Ziru Loilam, Zari Loilam Ye, the Kisek Hashemesh Negdi, Keser Torah, Hare Munach Vahoymed, Umuchan Lechol Yisrael. That's not taken. That's available. Shenemar, Torah Tzivalon, Moshe, Merosha, Kilas Yaakov. And then the Rambam famously concludes and says, which Keser is the greatest, Keser Torah is the greatest, Bi Melochim Yimloichu, that Keser Torah is greater than Keser Kuna and Keser Malchus. So you see, the Rambam says that Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus, and Keser Torah, but there's a fundamental difference. Keser Kuna was given to a family. Either you're are a Kohen or you're not a Kohen. If you're not a Kohen, you can't become a Kohen, you can't buy it, you can't steig into it, you can't lose it. A Kohen is a Kohen. Keser Malchus, either you come from Malchus based David, or you don't come from Malchus based David. Keser Torah, every single child that's born, that gets a bris milah, is shayach to Keser Torah. You don't have to belong to a certain family. Every single person is shayach to it. So, Chaim gesagt that we know that the Aron represented Keser Torah. The Shulchan represented Keser Malchus. The Mizbeach represented Keser Kuna. It's all Rashi's ala Torah. So he said Gevaldik. Keser Malchus, once David HaMelech took it, it was gone. It was removed. Keser Kuhuna, once Aharon HaKohen took it, it was gone. It was removed. It's not available anymore. Nobody can get it. Keser Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had it. Others have had it. But it never went away. It's unlimited. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Because everybody could have it. It's not a stira. Just because one person zoicha to Keser Torah doesn't mean nobody else could. Aharon got Keser Kuna means nobody else can get it. David HaMelech got Keser Malchus means nobody else could have it. But if you meet a Yid who's a gevaldige Talmud Chacham, he's not shy. He can't say, shucks, I wish I would have gotten. I wish I would have been that great of Talmud Chacham. I want to be the Gadol Hadar. You could. It's not a stira. There could be two Gadol Hadar. There could be ten Gadol Hadar. It's an ishkind stira. It's not an issue. So he said, that's the Musar. That's the Tiefkeit in Mokim Ma'orin Einam in Amida. What does that mean? The Aron took up space. There was an Aron, but it was also Memait. Because now that there's a Mizbeach, it took away from Keser Malchus. Now that there's a Shulchan, it took away from the Keser of Kuhuna. But as it relates to the Aron, which represented Torah, Torah doesn't take away. And just because someone has it, it doesn't mean nobody else can get it. That's the Musar in Inam and Amidah. It's infinite. It's It's not mimait. It doesn't take away. You having keset Torah, it doesn't take away from somebody else having keset Torah. Either way, on that note, zok the Mishnah Vayter. Mishnah says, Mishnah is lay derech harabim, neber el satech sadeyu. Reuven owned the field. And the rabbim used to use his field. And he decided one day, enough is enough. Natla, he took his path that went through his field back, the nasla min atzad, and he gave the rabbim another path. On this side, Masha Nasan Nasan, what he gave, meaning the new path the rabbim's going to keep, but he doesn't have a right to take back his old path. So he ends up being koreach mikan mikan. Number one, the new path he gave is given, and the old path that he tried keeping for himself, he's not able to keep for himself. Derech HaYachid, another halach, if somebody sells a Derech HaYachid, so Reuven selling Shimon a path. What kind of path? He says, I want a path for myself, my family. We want to walk through your field. Could you please sell me a path going through your field? He says, yes. They don't clarify what the dimensions of the path is going to be. He says, the Mishnah Dalet Amos has to be at least 4 Amos wide. Derech HaRabim. If he says that I want to buy a path, but I'm buying it for a Rabim, Sheish Esrei Amos, 16 Amos. Derech HaMelech, we'll see what that means, Ein Lashir. Derech HaKever, Ein Lashir, we'll see what that means. HaMaimid, Tayonet, Zipari Yomru, Beis Abbas Kabin, and again, we'll see what that is as well. The first halacha of the Mishnah was, somebody had a derech, a rabbin that used to go through his field, and one day the person's fed up. He says, you know, I'm not interested anymore in the rabbin walking through my field. So he decides that you can't walk through my field anymore. I'll give you another path. But this path, this is not yours anymore. Says the Mishnah, doesn't work. Masha Nasan Nasan, but Vishaloi Lahigia. So the Gemara is going to first focus on the second part. That the field or the path in his field that he tried taking back, he can't keep. Meaning it sounds like it's going to be impossible to stop the rabbin. There's nothing he's going to be able to do. Why can't he do something? Take a baseball bat, stand there, and anybody that comes in, beat him up. Oh, says more, it doesn't work. Really? That's news. That a person's not allowed to take matters into his own hand. And the Rashbam says that if you remember the first sugya in Perek HaMiniach, nobody holds that. There's a loch of Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe. If you're causing me damage, I don't have to go to Bez and summons you to court. Wait 6 months for a jury or a judge to convene and to figure out whether or not I have a right to stop you or not stop you. I could take the restraining order in my own hands and I can make you stop. And by the way, I can use physical force. That was one of the big chiddushim in the sugya of Ovid Inish Dio and Afshe. You can even use physical force when it comes to that. So straight to Gemara, Ma'amai Shaloi Lahigiyo. It's my path. Punkt. The rabbim has been using it. I decided to give the rabbim, I'm even giving them another path, so why can't I keep my field? Are you telling me because I can't control the rabbim? Is that the point? I could control them. Take a baseball bat. Elamai, you can't use that baseball bat. Why? Because lo yavadin eshtinu l'nafshe. But it's not true. But welcome to say that everybody holds avadin eshtinu l'nafshe. And even to use physical force. If we were confident that you would replace the derech harabim with derech harabim that's equivalent to what you're taking, we would be fine. But we're afraid that the derech harabim that you're going to give them is not going to be of the same nature as the one you took. You took a derech hayashar, you're going to give them back a derech hakaltan, some long and windy route. It's for that reason you can't do it. No, you're right. If we know for sure that you gave the rabbim a derech hayashar, then the halacha of the mission wouldn't be true. Let's talk about, we know for sure you didn't give him a derech hayashar. Vashi amar, kol minatza derech hakaltan. Anytime you give them another path, even if it's a derech hayasher, it's always a derech hakaltan. Because one path is going to be more convenient to some, and the other path is going to be more convenient to the others. Rashbam says this is all semantics. Everyone's basically saying the same thing. That either it's a gzera, or the point is that we're not confident that you're replacing the path. If we knew you were replacing the path, and that halacha would be you'd be able to keep the path that you took, and you'd be able to stop people from going in, even using physical force, because the problem is that we're not so comfortable with the second half of this equation. What are you giving them back? Anything you give them back is to derech hakaltan. Maybe not everything, but there's a gzera. It might be, we're talking about an akimta where you did give a derech hakaltan. Each teretz is the same punchline. But for the Gemara, if you're telling me that I can't take my own path back for one of these aforementioned reasons, then why is it that the new path that I gave the rabbin gets the key? Now you're having your cake and eating it too. So at the very least, we should say mekachtos. I gave you another path. Why? Because I thought I was going to keep my old path. You're telling me I can't keep my old path. Some chiddush. I don't get it. Whatever. That's the halacha. I'm a kabbal. This is the man talking, not me. So he says, at the very least, give me my new path back. Why are you getting both of my paths? At the very least, give me back my new paths. The Mishnah is going to the left. I'm going to the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shabiru Derech Latzman. A rabbin that go into somebody's field and they, on their own, decided, you know something? It would be very convenient if when we walk the shul, we can walk through Chaim Yankel's backyard. Let's take it. Masha biru biru. The halach is, Rabbi Eliezer says, it works. Zay say merits. A rabbin's allowed to just walk around and take things from people. Being that a rabbin took this second path, you can't take it back from the rabbin. Because madach, if they take it themselves, it's theirs. Certainly, if you give it to them, albeit al yidei mekachtois, it's going to be theirs. But the Gemara says, the Rabbi Eliezer, rabbin gas lo aninu. Before we get so excited and say that this is pshat in our Mishnah, we have to understand Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Does it make sense? Rabbi Eliezer holds a rabbin as a lot of big aslanim. So I'm Rav Gidl on my Rav. So Rav Gidl said in the name of Rav, Kinsha Abdulam Derech Baisa Sadra. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't talking about a regular case. He was talking about a case where a rabbin used to have a path in somebody's field. And then it got lost. Maybe a storm came and now you can't see it. Or over the years, people forgot where it was. Right now, you don't know where the derech is. Says Rabbi Eliezer, being that we know for sure that the rabbin once had a derech there, even though right this second we don't know where it is, we can't identify it, the rabbin has a right to go pick a derech for themselves. Because the metzius is, there was zikha once a derech there. Either way, take it full circle, speaks out the Rashbam, you see still that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a rabbin has certain rights in terms of taking matters into their own hand. Because if I once had a path in somebody else's field, and I don't remember where it is, and now I said, you know something, I know I have a path here, I can't remember where exactly, is it to the northeast, is it to the southwest, it's someone here, I'm going to just take a path for myself. Says Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that. You have to go to Beis Din, you have to figure out, al pi halacha, what's yours and what's not yours. A rabbin is different. A rabbin has a right to come Loshen HaRashbam. Avo Rabim ke Bezdin Domu. They're like a Bezdin. Deman minayu mazma lahay bedino. Is koshken masnisen du atzmei nosam lahem. So certainly in our Mishnah, if the Rabim has a right to take on their own, albeit based on Rav Gidl's Akimta, where there was once for sure a path and now it got lost, but you see on some level a Rabim has certain rights, so it makes sense that if you give the path to the rabbin, even though you did it because you thought you were getting to keep your own path, and now it turns out you're not, so usually it would be considered mekachtois, but when it comes to a rabbin, it's viewed as a different shulchan aruch. Okay, you have to understand the tushta a little bit better, but that's pashup shan in the Gemara. But says the Gemara, ihochi, if Rav Gidl and the rabbi said, kimt and Rabbi Eliezer is gerech, that when Rabbi Eliezer said, rabbin shebiru derech la'atzmon, mashebiru biru, it's not talking about a rabbin that's just going and taking somebody else's derech, because it's talking about where they for sure once had a derech. They just don't remember where it is. They have a right, in contrast to a yochid, to now just pick a derech for themselves. Why did Rav Huna say in the name of Rav that halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer? We assumed it's because Rabbi Eliezer's halacha is so outlandish that there's no way that halacha can be Rabbi Eliezer. Based on the way the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Eliezer's halacha right now, it makes sense. They once had a derech, they lost it. A yachid would have to go to Beis Din. Over here, there's a svara, man minayu mazmin lahay beidina. So it is based somewhat on svara. Says the Gemara, I hear, I'm a rabbi, and Allah Rabbi Eliezer, exactly. It says the Gemara, manda masihole masihole, you're right. The manda, Omar, that said, Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer, obviously didn't make that same ikimta that Rabbi Eliezer is talking about a case where they once had the derech and they lost the derech. Because if they once had the derech and lost it, it's not muchach that the halacha should be not like Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, the taima mai. The way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, hochi gar sinon. Kash is according to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. That said, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So it doesn't make sense that pshat in our Mishnah is hamani Rabbi Eliezer. Because the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer, that's really your point. Then why would the stam mishnah be Rabbi Eliezer? Again, we had a mishnah over here that said that Reuven had a field. There was a derech rabbin that used to go through the field. One day, Reuven decided, "I'm not interested in the derech rabbin going through my field." So he takes his derech back and he replaces it with another one. Says the Gemara like this: the fact that you took the derech rabbin back, you wasted your time. There's no such thing. You can't do it. Why? The Gemara said three reasons why it doesn't work. That's the bottom line. What about the new path that I gave them that they get to keep too? Break the Gemara Farvas. Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that a rabbin, when it comes to a path, has a chiddush. Rabbim shabiru derech laatzman mashabiru biru. Meaning the mission is going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara has a discussion. What did Rabbi Eliezer mean? Rabbi Eliezer meant that the rabbin could be gazlan. Did Rabbi Eliezer mean only in a case where there was once a path, it got lost, I mean, they don't know where the path is. Now they're allowed to go and replace the path for themselves. You know, they don't know for sure that they're taking what they once had. Nafka Mina is, could be even paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer held Gazlanim, the halach is for sure not Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the Gemara says. If Rabbi Eliezer is saying that they're just taking back the derech, maybe the halach is like Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara's cash is that Bishlema, if the halach maybe is like Rabbi Eliezer, okay. So maybe Arsna Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer. I'll leave it to Hilchasa. But if Rabbi Bar Avuna said Ein Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, there's no way he touched the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. Because if the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, why would you say Ein Halacha Rabbi Eliezer? Elamai, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So you can't shtel tzu Rabbi Eliezer to explain why the Rabbin gets to keep the second derech. So Hadra Kusha Leduchte, the time of my, says the Gemara Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Meitzah Shechzikah by Rabbi Masal Kalkul. It's based on this idea that we've had already many, many times. A difficult idea, but it is something that comes up in Shas throughout Seyed and Ezekin, and that is a Meitzar, Shechziku by Rabbim. Once a Rabbim takes hold of something, they started using a path, whatever it is, at that point, you're not allowed to take it away from them. And being that over here, the owner gave them a path, being that the owner gave them a path, even though it was Aidei Mekach Tois, at the end of the day, it's a Meitzar, Shechziku by Rabbim. And once it's a Meitzah Chzikzik, we don't look at the history of how this Meitzah was a Chzikzik by Rabbi. You're right, it came out of the Mekachtos. Had the guy known, he would have never done it. But Haint, it's a Meitzah Chzikzik by Rabbi, also the Kalkulai. Says the Gemara, going back to Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer holds this Chiddush, Rabbim Shebiru Derech La'atzman Ma Shebiru Biru. They could just come in, maybe even as Gazlonim. What's the kasha? How exactly are they koina the field? And the Gemara over here says a chiddush, I mean a classic Gemara, konule b'halucha, they koina the field by walking through the field. The time holach b'lar g'lerachba, somebody wants to buy somebody else's property, and he walks the property. He walks a la'arka, along its length, l'rachba, along its width, kana, makim milucha, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, he's koina the field. So we know that karka, kesef, that's cash geld. That's self-explanatory. Shtar is also self-explanatory. You just document in your shtar what you're doing. What's chazaka? Nal gadur paretz. It usually means that you have to do something. You work the field. You're oydir ben nechse ager. Usugis and nendechas ksabatim of exactly how you're kind of something bikini chazaka. Rabbi Eliezer says is another form of chazaka. You know, you don't have to work the field. You don't have to bring a plow. You don't have to bring an animal. If you walk a field, you just walk. Hiluch is kaina. If you go to arka l'rachba, kana makim hiluchay divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And it's for that reason, the Rabbi Eliezer holds a rabbim can be kaina a field. How are they kaina? What's the might? At the end of the day, you still need a ma'isa kinyan. The ma'isa kinyan is the hiluch itself. The Bryson continues. Ein hiluch moyel klum ad sheyachzik. Hiluch doesn't work unless you make chazaka. Amr Rabbi Lazar, my time is Rabbi Eliezer. What's the makar Rabbi Eliezer that hiluch is a chazaka? Except the pasuk says, "Kum esalich ba'aris la'arku l'rachba ki l'chot nena." One of the many times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avram Avinu that his children would get Eretz Canaan, Hashem tells Avram, "Kum esalich ba'aris, get up, walk la'arku l'rachba ki l'chot nena." Avram Avinu was kain Eretz Yisrael. How esalich ba'aris? So you see that hiluch is a kinyan. The Rabbanon say, "Hasam." Over there, Mishum Chavivusa d'Avram hu d'Karmelei. The reason Hashem told this to Avram is because Hashem loved Avram very much, so that it would be easier for his descendants one day to be able to conquer the land. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, when Hashem told Avram, "Kum esalich ba'aretz la'arku l'rachba ki l'chot nena," he was telling Avram Avinu make a kinyan in Eretz Israel. And what Avram Avinu do? He wasn't chayresh, he wasn't zayreya, he wasn't oider. What he did was he walked. So you see that Hiluch is a Kenyan. If Avram Avinu was Koyin Eretz Yisrael, like the Hiluch, so you say Meres, Hiluch is a Kenyan. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, he wasn't being Koyin over there. Lashon, very, very unclear. Mishum Chavivusa d'Avram u'dekamalei, he said it because he loved Avram. Kidei she'e noyach lichpoish livnei von. So Dr. Rashbam, what does that mean, kidei she'e noyach? Da'havalu k'yorshim v'loi k'gazlan. Hashem wanted Avram to do some sort of Maisa Kinyan so that his descendants one day when they take Eretz Yisrael would be Yorshim, not Gazlonim. Not clear what that means. Then the Rashbam gets a little chsidish. Also, so that the Satan shouldn't have an ability to be mekatrig. The Midas Adin shouldn't have a pischan pe and say, one second, I don't know if the Jews deserve Eretz Yisrael. Maybe don't give it to them. No, once Avram Avinu walked Eretz Yisrael, at that point they're going to get it. I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzion Ba'alocha, says a beautiful pshat, based on the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Ramban says, Maisa Ovis Sima Labanim, that the Ovis's life was a microcosm of the faith, the lives that Klal Yisrael were going to live as a nation. And the reason for it, what was the point? Right? We all know, Maisa Ovis Sima Labanim. But what was the punchline? The punchline was, because sometimes Hashem wants something to happen, and I'll even transmit it to a Navi, and the Navi will even talk about it. It doesn't mean it has to happen. Maybe Hashem will change his mind. Maybe the Yidden will do Averis that will cause the circumstances to change. But once the Ramban says there's a Poyel Demyoni, there's a Pa'ula that's done that is somewhat related to what's supposed to happen, at that point it's guaranteed. It automatically has to happen. So for example, Yirmiyahu went and gave Techacha to Klal Yisrael, went to the Melech Yisrael at the time, and he gave him Sefer Eicha. Sefer Eicha was written as a prophetic book. He told him that if you don't do tshuva, this is what's going to happen to Yerushalayim. It's going to be Eicha Yashva Badad, Ha'ir Abasiyam. This is what's going to happen. And he gave it to him and he threw it into the fire. What was the point in that whole maimed? He said because the Nevuah itself wouldn't have necessarily had an impact. But once they did a pa'ula, they did a ma'isa, that was now etched in stone. It's guaranteed that this is for sure going to happen. But they get tight, she said maybe that's the vart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Zaru Shel Avraham Avinu to get Eretz Kenat. But maybe circumstances were going to change. Maybe the Makatrik was going to come. Maybe the Pischan Peh was going to come and say that no, the Yidden don't deserve it. Avraham Avinu walked Eretz Yisrael. Kumis Arik La'aretz La'arkul Arachba. This is a Poyel Dimyoni. That's what the Ramban calls it. Ma'isa of a Simon Labanin of a Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. At this point, it's guaranteed. There's no way in the world that it's not going to happen. Either way, this Gemara over here is a classic, where Rabbi Eliezer learns out that Hiluch is a Kenyan, it works for Chazaka, and he learns it out from Avram Avinu, who was Koyin Eretz Yisrael, Kumis Alik Ba'aretz, La'arko L'rachba Kilachat Nana. And one thing that's clearly Mavur in this Gemara is that Avram Avinu was Koyin Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, it's very, very not Pashit. Because although there are many, many Mashmois in the Psukim, and in Chazal, Mufurish Gemaras, that would seem to suggest that Avram Avinu himself already owned Eretz Yisrael. He made the Maisa Kinyan on Eretz Yisrael. On the flip side, there are many Mashmois that would seem to suggest that Avram Avinu didn't get Eretz Yisrael. It was only promised to Avram Avinu. But ultimately, Eretz Yisrael was first given Lazarus of Avram Avinu. And the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they themselves were going to get Eretz Yisrael. And we've spoken about this in the past. There's many, many Gemaras by the Zarnun and Gimel, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Gimel, many Marim Mekoymes. But just to bring out the point so clearly, we're learning Kinyan Chazaka, Rabbi Eliezer is, from Avram Avinu. Kum Hisalech Ba'aretz, that Hiluch is a Chazaka. The Mishnah that says, Nechosim Sheish B'machrayis Nimbekesef Shtar B'Chazaka, is a Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Chavav Amin Aleph. And the Gemara over there says, U'B'Chazaka Minolon, how do you know you can be Koina, a field with Chazaka? Omar Chizkiya, Omar Kro. It's learned out because it says, V'Yirashtem Moisa V'Yishaftem Ba. The Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and they settled there. The Mayirashtem, how did you conquer Eretz Yisrael? Be Yeshiva. It's a Gemara that says that how do we know Kinyan Chazaka? From the Yidden. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were Kinyan Eretz Yisrael B'Chazaka. So on the one hand, you see that Avram Avinu was Kinyan Eretz Yisrael B'Chazaka. We learn out Kinyan Hiluch, that it's a Chazaka from Avram Avinu's Kumas Alech Baris Alech Rachba. And then Mitzad Sheni, you find that the Yidden were Koyin Eretz Yisrael B'Chazaka. If Avraham was already Koyin on behalf of the Yidden, how could the Yidden have been Koyin again? It's a very big problem. One other way to ask the Kasha, and this is famously the Re'im's Kasha, the Pasuk says in Parashas Lech Lecha, Vayihi Rith, Bein Roye Mikna Avraham, Bein Roye Mikna Loit, Vaknani, Vaprizi, Oz Yoshe Baret. So Avraham and Loit, they go together, they're traveling to Eretz Canaan, and then they realize that they couldn't get along. Incidentally, I saw Rav Moshe Scheinerman Sefer, he says, so what happened? What's the next pasuk? Avram tells Loit, there's no reason for us to fight. We're friends, we're brothers, we're mishpacha, why are we fighting? Why don't we just separate? He said that you see that sometimes The best thing for Achdus is for two people to go away. Meaning you would think, that's Achdus. What did Avraham Avinu say? He said, Loit, we're brothers. Why are we fighting? Why are we not getting along? Okay, so what do you do? Sit down and find a way to make it work. But Avraham realized there was no way to make it work. So he held that, being that we're brothers and we shouldn't be fighting, you know what the smartest thing to do is? Let's part ways. And we'll still be friends. Sinish kind stira. His watching is that the parade is a nice achdus also. You would say, what do you mean? Avram didn't accomplish anything. So what do you do? So you don't want to fight. So he went to opposite ends of the world. So maybe for simchis you'll come together. He says, yeah, das is leichat a meisa achdus. That it's not a stira. People think achdus means you always have to be together and always get along. It's not true. Achdus sometimes is realize you can't get along if you're together. And he parin no meilai. And by that, al noti meriva benu venecho. And that in itself will be a kim of achdus. But either way, so there's a fight going on. What's the fight? So Chazal tell us the rest of the story. Lefisha yeroyev shaloi rishoy. The Roya of Loit, they were Risham, they were being in other people's lands. The Roya Avram, were giving Musar. What were the Roya of Loit saying? We're not Gazlonim. No, we're not just taking from somebody else's field. But rather, Hashem already promised the land to Avram Avinu, and he doesn't have a Yairish. Right now, it's his favorite nephew, Loit. So Loit's going to walk away with everything. Anyway, so we're taking something that ultimately is going to be ours. It's true. One day there was a promise that your descendants are one day going to get it. But did they get it now? They didn't get it now. So being that right now they didn't get it. So that was the answer. That's the shock of the tire. There was a fight. The fight was regarding the Roya Loida taking from the land. The Roya Avram, they're giving Musar. And they're answering them. What do you mean? It's ours. We're going to get it one day. It belongs to Avram. He has no Yershin. So, we're the boss's children. We can walk in and we can shtel bailus. We can take it. Suck the Torah. I hear. It's not a bad cheshbon. Not yet. He wasn't zeichin it yet. It's a freak to the aim. We all know in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara. Sorry, Meinu was nif. Avraham Avinu comes to bury, wants to bury Sarah in the Ma'ara Samach Pela. And Avraham Avinu comes, he's talking to the Bnei Ches, he says, Ger v'toyshev v'noichi imachem, t'nuli achuz askever imachem, ve'ekbera meisi milfanai. Say Chazal, what's Ger v'toyshev? It's an oxymoron. Im tirtzu, if you want, I'll be a Ger. Meaning, I'll pay for it. Top dollar. Vim lav eyatoshev. If we're not going to do this the easy way, then I'll play some hardball with you. That lenamin adit. Sha'amli HaKadosh Baruch Hashem already gave me the land. It's mine. I mean that it's mine. I have a right to take it. Freak dure. What's going on? Rashi said in Parshas Lach Lecha that it was only a promise that one day Avram was going to get it. But he didn't get it yet. And over here he's saying that et lenamin adit, if I won, I could take it. So this is the Reims Kasha, the Mishnah Malachim, Parshas Drachim, Drush, Chi, 9. Talks about this. He tells Rashi, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Gimel Manal, to answer the Kasha. There was a chilek between the Kinyan Aguf and the Kinyan Peiris, Vadvar Matikin. We spoke about this in Daf probably 5 times. But Aim Beis Medrash Boy Chiddush, I'll tell you a Dover Chodesh that I just saw. And that is in the Sefer Chavatzelis Hasharet. But just a little bit of Akdama. We've all read Parshas Chayesara 1,000 times. A foul, we've got patch for Parshas Chayesara. So here's the question. Avraham Avinu is coming to buy the Ma'ara Samach Pela. That's where he wants to bury Sarah. Who owns the Ma'ara Samach Pela? Ephraim. And he's going to pay top dollar. Arba Meish Shekel Kesef. That's how much he ends up paying. Over the Seicher to Ephraim. But at the same time, he's not handling directly with Ephraim. First, he has to handle with the Bnei Ches. Who are the Bnei Ches? Who are they? Why did Avraham Avinu have to deal with the Bnei Ches? They didn't own the property. Ephraim owned the property. Yet, he's talking to the Bnei Ches. Dayanu Bnei Ches is Avraham Lemer. Shemaini. Yeah, it's okay. The Mifchar Kfarenu Kfar Mesecha, it's not an issue. Avraham Avinu was so grateful to the Bnei Ches. Vayokam Avram, Vayishtachu Lamaoritz of Bnei Ches. It's exactly who were the... Why did Avraham Avinu have to speak to the Bnei Ches before he spoke to Ephraim? So yesterday in the morning, after davening, I was asking around a little bit. Pashut, I wanted to hear. Mayomru Habriyas, just Pashut Pshat in the Mechitza. The Pasuk is not 100% clear. So one person said, they were just like the Shiva Tuveir. They were the Knockers. Nothing can get done in this city unless you get the approval from the Bnei Ches. Upigu liba Ephraim ben Seicha, right? Because that sounds like the Pashim Shah. He tells the Bnei Ches, do me a favor, approach Ephraim ben Seicha, as if you couldn't get direct. Maybe they were Ephraim's entourage. Someone said maybe they were the zoning board. But it's not so mashba that way, because it sounds like the Ma'ara Samach Pela was already a Makim Kfura. But I'm going to tell you what the Panim Yafis. The Rebbe from the Heilige Chassam Sofer, the Baal HaFloh, says in his Pirush Al HaTorah, says, you know what the Bnei Ches was, and the Rechaim HaKadosh seems to be saying this as well. The Pasuk says, the Ephraim Yoshev B'toich Bnei Ches. They had dina de bar mitzvah. We know that halacha. The halacha is if you want to buy a piece of property, you want to buy a house, and that person that wants to sell to you as a neighbor, loy mishpata b'chayra, he has a right of first refusal. First, the neighbor gets a right to buy it. If he waives his right, then you can buy it. There's something called dina de bar mitzvah. Ephraim owned Ma'aras HaMachpelah, but it was betoich b'nei ches. That means the Bnei Ches had a bar mitzvah. If they had a bar mitzvah, in order to buy Ma'aras HaMachpelah from Ephraim, Avraham Avinu first needed a waiver signed by the Bnei Ches. And that's why he's talking to the Bnei Ches. So he gets the Bnei Ches to approve. Gevaldik. He vayokam Avraham. Vayishtachul ha-Ma'aras HaBnei Ches. Now I have to speak to the seller. He comes to the seller. He negotiates a price. That's how Avraham Avinu ends up getting the bechis. Zok the chavatzelus hasharon. This is a real pilpul. Lefize you could be miyashiv the kashiv the re'em betuf tam. Says what? The Gemara says Masechtus Bava Metzia daf kuf ches that even though there is halacha bar metzra, but let's say I want to buy a field from somebody, and this field that I want to buy is meshuvah to me. I have a lien on it, a mashkin, an apoytiki. I have some sort of shibun on this, and that person also has a neighbor. The halacha is I have the right of first refusal, not the neighbor. The Dina de Bar Metzra says not the neighbor comes first, but this Yid that has a Shibud on the property, he's the one that really comes first. He says, why? Zok the Gemara, because Dina de Bar Metzra is based on Vasisa Vesa Yosha Vesa Toiv. That's what it's based on. Vasisa Yosha Vesa Toiv, you should do the right thing. What's the right thing? Give the neighbor an opportunity. The synergy is by only two properties next to each other. That's the right thing to do. But if I have a lien on it, you know what the right thing to do is? The right thing is give it to me. The Vasiz Yashatov says, give it to the person that has a Shibut. Hatagazok Givaldi. Who would Avraham Avinu say Gervatoish of Anoichito? He didn't tell it to Ephron. He told it to the Bnei Ches. Why was he handling with the Bnei Ches? He wanted them to waive their Dina de Bar Mitzvah, their right. Hatavram Avinu Gazok, Bnei Ches Herzakhsu. You have a Dina de Bar Mitzvah, so technically you can get Maris HaMachpelah before I can get Maris HaMachpelah. But I want you to realize, Gervatoish of Anoichito. I'm a Toishav. Hashem already promised Eretz Yisrael to me. It's not mine yet. You know why? Like Rashi says in Parashas Lech Lecha. They're not going to get until they go into Eretz Yisrael. But I have a Shibud on it. And the Vasisa Yoshev HaSatoiv is for me to be the one to get it, not for you to be the one to get it. So to you, Bnei Ches, I'm telling you, Ger V'toyshev Anoichi. When Avraham Avinu handled with Ephron, and now he had to buy Maris HaMachpelah, he didn't say Ger V'toyshev Anoichi. Ephron put Avraham Avinu, Lahavdol, through the ringer, and Avraham Avinu paid. Why didn't he say Ger V'toyshev Anoichi to Ephron? Because to Ephron there was no tie of Ger V'toyshev Anoichi. From Ephron, he wants to buy it. Oh, you want to buy it? You're going to have to pay for it. But from the Bnei Ches, he's not trying to buy it. He's just trying to get him to waive his din at the Bar Metzra. He said, Ger V'toyshev, if you're willing to waive it, waive it. But if not, Toyshev, I'm letting you know that in Hilchis, Dina de Bar Metzra, I actually come first. I was thinking this would be Miyashiv. Reb Leizer tells us Kasha as well. We spoke about this Kasha in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin. How do you know Ishas Niknas Bekesef? We learn a Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim. Frank, Reb Leizer tells us, how can you learn Akinyan Kesef? Kicha Kicha from Stei Ephraim. If Avraham Avinu didn't have to buy Stei Ephraim, because the Pasuk says, Ger V'toyshev Anoichi, and say Chazal, that Avraham Avinu really owns this, he never had to buy it. The fact that he gave money, of course he gave money. You don't get anything without money. The Shaila is, could you be coined with Kesef? It's the Kesef of Kenyan. So you're learning, Avraham Avinu was coined to stay Ephraim with Kesef, so too, Ishaniktis B'Kesef. Frank Blazer tells us, Gevald, Moira Dika, one of the most beautiful Kashas. Avraham Avinu was never coined to stay Ephraim with Kesef. He owned stay Ephraim, as Isaac Rashi. So if he owned stay Ephraim, he never had to be coined. So if he never had to be coined, how could you learn out Kenyan Kesef from stay Ephraim? The Teretz is Gevaldic. The Teretz is Avraham Avinu never said Ger V'toyshev Anoichi to Ephron. Avad Avraham Avinu had to buy Ephron, stay Ephron. Because Vaknani Vaprizi Ezech V'Oretz. At that point, he didn't own it. He said Toyshev Anoichi. That was in Hilchas Dina de Bar Metzra. In Hilchas Dina de Bar Metzra, I'm a Toyshev. Either way, we're going to cut the rate short. Let's just do a little bit more Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Moed B'chom, Lord B'lazach, Chom, Moed Rabbi Yezer, B'shvil Shal Kramim, Hoyol V'nasa Lehiluch, Nikna Mehiluch. We spoke out a lot of rate on this not so long ago. That is that even though the Chachamim hold that Hiluch is not a Kinyan, but if you have a path that's only used for Hiluch, such as the Shvil Shal Kramim, that's a path that goes through a vineyard, that path you can be kind of with Hiluch. So to be kind of field that people used to be Zereya and Chayrish and Kaitzer and do all the Lamatas Malachas, that type of field you can't be kind of with Hiluch. But if I'm being kind of something that's only used for Hiluch, I could be kind of that Al Yedei Hiluch. When he came to Yitzchak Barami, he said as follows, that if somebody wants to be kind of a Shvil Shal Kramim, someone's buying a Shvil Shal Kramim, how wide does the Shvil Shal Kramim have to be? Ki hechi didari tuna deshabeshta. It has to be wide enough that a person can carry a load of zmeiros v'hadar and turn around and not knock anything down. That's how wide the path has to be. The only time it has to be this wide is if there are fences to the two sides of the shvil. Avaloy mesayim mechitzas. If there's no fence on the side of the shvil, on the side of this path, as long as he can walk and carry something, that in itself would be enough. Meaning, you don't have to make the path wide enough for the zmeiros. As long as he can go into the ear space of the surrounding area, if there are fences on the side, okay, then all the space needs to be on the path. But if there's no spaces, you can always turn around and use the ear space on the field right to your side. Derech hayochid dal adam. Somebody buys a derech hayochid, they didn't agree how wide it's going to be. There's a minimum shear of dal adam. It's ton acher mayrim kedei sheyaver chamor bima soy. It has to be wide enough that a chamor and its load can pass by. Amr afun halacha kacher. Halacha is like acher. So it's not dal adam. It's wide enough for the chamor masoy. Daimik goyla oimrim shnei. The shear is 2.5 amas. Vam Rafuna. Rafuna said Allah Dani Goyla. The Allah is 2.5 amas. Freak the Gumar Vama Rafuna Allah Kachirim. Rafuna said the Allah is like a chirim, wide enough for the Khamar. And then Rafuna said the Allah is like Dani Goyla, which is 2.5 amas. Isn't it a steer in Rafuna? Says the Gumar. No, Idividikach Yura, it's both the same shear. Derech Rabim Shaitus Riyam. Somebody buys a derech and it's going to be used for a rabbin, 16 amas wide. Tana Rabban and Derech Hayochid Arbamas. If you buy Derech Hayochid, you don't say how wide it's going to be, 4 amas. Derech me'ir le'ir. If you say that this path is going to be used to go from city to city, shmoyin amas has to be 8 amas. Derech harabim, if a rabim is going to use it, sheish esrei amas. Derech ari miklat, if you're selling a derech for the ari miklat, min hastam, it's understood that shloishim ushtai, it has to be very wide, 32 amas wide. Amar rafuna maikara, how do you know that? Chsiv tochen l'cha derech. Derech ha derech, toch ha derech, no derech. It's a very wide derech. Derech ha melech in l'shir. What does that mean? It means the melech can gain the amelech. Sha melech pirates keder lasis le derech in the machav yodai. Different halachas. I'm not talking about selling to a melech. This is eminent domain. The melech can just walk through. He can knock down barriers. Nobody can stop him. Derech ha kever in l'shir. Same exact halacha. Mishum yikara deshchava. So if there's a funeral proceeding, the people are allowed to step on other people's properties. Rashbam says it's a chiluk between the derech hamelech and the derech hakever. The derech hamelech, you can do anything. You can knock down houses, you can walk through kitchens, you can do whatever you need to do. Derech hakever is a little bit more limited. The point is, you can step on people's property. There are certain eminent domain type rights when it comes to derech hakever, al tzkovet hameis.